One man who wouldn't have stood for that is Scotty Gallant, one of the great Bulldogs tragics, of course, who's over in Tokyo covering the Olympics for the News Limited Press, who's out at the rowing yesterday. We're all become experts overnight when we watch the Olympics. None better than Scotty Gallant with the rowing. He joins us. Hello, Scotland.
Hello, Daniel. Yeah, I now know what a skull is and a coxless fore and bow and all these terms I had no idea about, Daniel.
Well, I'm glad you do, because it was pretty important yesterday, because we had a good day on the water, Scotland.
Oh, it was an hour of power. It was it was phenomenal. The girls' four wins and the new awesome foursome wins and a couple of bronze. So all in an hour, four consecutive races, we cleaned up.
How was it being there and watching it all unfold? Clearly, it's a different experience with atmosphere this time around in Tokyo, and it will be next week for you at the Athletics as well. But when there is a bit of a buzz going around from, you're an Australian with the Australian team, effectively, what's it like?
Yeah, it's funny. You still get the buzz. I mean, and there's a lot of official... Well, at the rowing, the stands aren't that big, so there was a lot of noise. So, yeah, the buzz is there. You talk to the athletes, they're still getting that high... Obviously, no crowds, but you're seeing even at the basketball and a few events, there's a lot of the athletes allowed to go and cheer on their teammates. So I would say there's still a bit of a lift, and this Aussie rowing team, like, they've come together. The sport, we haven't been as good as we were in the past, the glory days of the original Awesome Foursome, but you can tell this group, they've moved up to... Penrith and Canberra, but they made a big deal about getting the group together, and you could tell yesterday it was phenomenal.
I want to ask you about that, Scotty, because as you said, back in the 90s particularly, and maybe even the 2000s, rowing, you could bank multiple gold medals and at least lots of medals. But I must confess, in the build-up to this year's Olympics, not a lot had been spoken about the rowing. So was this expected, that they would get gold in both the women or the men, or was it just a medal was the expectation?
Well, with the women, though, obviously it was the first time that event had been in for 30 years. So we were one of the favourites because we'd rowed well in it at World Champs. So it wasn't a great shock. The men were always tipped to be very close, but Great Britain had won the past five. So since the original Awesome Foursome won in 96, we haven't gone close. The Brits have cleaned us up. So it was very much an Ashes sort of showdown, and our boys took off and broke the Brits' hearts very early, who faded for fourth. But there was an expectation, Whitey, but you know what it's like at the Olympics. Going in as favourite, as Simone Biles and a few others showed, it doesn't mean you're a lock.
Yeah. So are there more expected to come, or are they the two that were the standouts? Or and often you get one early in the regatta or in a swim meet, it gets momentum happening. So what's the expectation now in the days ahead?
Yeah, rowing, I think, runs out of steam now, and well, track and field starts on Friday. But yeah, rowing, I think that was our big day. Like, they're the two, and a couple of bronze. One of them was very much unexpected. So I think rowing, you can... they've got their fill, and now we've got to move on and find gold elsewhere.
Scotty, the build-up to the ATHS next week, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, John, I mean, Usain Bolt, he carried the Olympics since 2004. He's carried me. He carried everyone's interest. So he's got me this gig many, many times. So without him, it's a very sad day. But we're going to have to find someone. We've got to anoint someone to be his successor. And adding to that is Rowan Browning, the Aussie guy. Like, he's not going to win. The kid's not going to win. Even if he makes the final, it's probably highly unlikely. But in these conditions, if he can run up sub-10, that's so exciting. I mean, I won't say as good as gold, but the headlines will be as big if he can run under 10. So that's coming up Sunday, I think. So before that, the women's 100 will be interesting. And obviously for us, we've got Stuart McSwain. One of the toughest events at the Games, 1,500 metres. He's the fourth fastest coming in. That's exciting. And then there's always great stories. Alison Felix going for a 58th gold medal or something. So she's beautiful and she's great to watch. So they're the main events to watch out for.
What about our girl Nicola McDermott? You've got a piece in the paper about her today, yeah. And she's got the Australian record at 201 and 2 metres, would have won a medal at the past two World Championships. Is she expecting a medal, or is that the expectation from you, Scotty, that she does medal because of her capabilities?
Yeah, no, she's expecting. She found God, Daniel, much like yourself.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And she's now got her own ministry, and her mindset's unbelievable. She has no fear now. You know, the Lord's helping me fly, and 201's going to get you a medal every day of the week. And she's shown her form consistently in recent times. So she'd be the best bet, to be honest. I mean, Stuart McSwain's one's very difficult, but in that high jump, if she can just jump 2 metres, which she started to do consistently, that's a medal every day of the week.
Good.
Scotty, the hype in Australia is huge, as you can imagine. The rowing yesterday, the swimming, and what's being achieved in a couple of other sports as well. Can that momentum continue next week with the athletics? I know you mentioned that, but some other sports as well to keep the buzz going here in Australia for the second weeks of the Olympics.
Yeah, John, I'm a big believer. I mean, the swimmers let us down in Rio, and if they don't, I don't know why it is, it's a mindset or something. If they don't get things rolling, the others feel like it's catch-up, and like Rio never really got going. Whereas if the swimmers do what they've done, like it hypes the whole team, the village gets up, and just history shows that it flows on, and there'll be some unexpected results. So the reality is, why it's been so good is the Americans wanted it in prime time, so Australia's got to watch all this stuff in the morning. It's perfect for kids. It's perfect for everything. It flips with the athletics. It's at night. It's only an hour time difference. So it's still, you know, 9, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you'll be seeing amazing stuff. But the reality is, track and field, you don't win as many golds. We all understand that. But we've got the Boomers, you know, the Jess Fox. You think things, because of what the swimmers have done, it's like a wave that goes through, and I'm expecting us, like, what was the number? People were thinking 11 or 12. I wouldn't be surprised if we get 13, 14 gold now.
So, Scotty, just finally from me, just the whole thing of being in Tokyo, you know, the influence the Olympics is having on the city and the country. I noticed that COVID cases have climbed dramatically in the city over the last week. They can't go to the venues. We've seen them, I guess, on the triathlon courses and the road cycling and all that sort of thing. But what's it like?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't feel like it's a COVID-infested, you know, lockdown state of emergency. Like, we go from the buses to the events. There's lots of volunteers. There's lots of locals. In this area where we are, lots of office workers. Everyone's walking around with their masks. There's not a sense for us. Like, I think we're in the bit of the Olympic hype. We're just rolling with it. But when it hits home is when you're at a venue and there's no crowd. But other than that, you know, you're welcome into the shops. Everyone deals with, you know, not being able to speak English. It's just, it hasn't got that feel of depression. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm sucked into the bubble, but everyone's just moving on as if, oh, this is great. The Olympics is happening and COVID's not, that's on the back burner. You know, everyone's been vaccinated, touch wood. We're dealing with it, and the Olympics is proving that it's still amazing and gives you everyone that lift.
We've had some great lifts, certainly in the pool, as Whitey said, but yesterday on the river as well with the rowing team. Hopefully at the Acid Track as well. We've talked about pressure all week, Scotty, and that's the beauty of the Olympics. You've got to be right on the night. What was the reaction to Naomi Osaka not getting through and winning a medal for Japan this time around?
Yeah, well, it was the obvious Kathy moment. I mean, there was a little bit of, not angst, but given Naomi has spent a lot of time in America, to her even getting to light the flame, a few of the Japanese, I don't think, were overly excited about that. And then her exit, not doing any interviews, which is now her go. It was a big shock, but that tennis tournament's just been a train wreck. I mean, they're dropping like flies. So I think it just added, in Australia, everyone referenced the Kathy moment, and I think we all had another period of understanding how monumental it was what she did.
Yeah, well, it was the first thing I thought about, I must admit, the Kathy moment and how she was able to manage all of that and execute on the biggest stage of all. What's the food like, Scotty?
Well, it's all right, Dad. You're starting to sort of adjust.
Is it Japanese-y sort of feel to it?
Miso soup. I don't know whether Whitey would probably embrace, but 7-Eleven's here. I don't want to be dismissive of 7-Elevens in Australia, but the food in the 7-Elevens here, the locals, and it's obvious, it's treated like a proper, legitimate gourmet shop. So, and it sells beer, which no one else, nowhere else does. So the 7-Elevens get a lot of love.
Well, if anyone can hear 7-Eleven, it's you. It is great to talk to you, Scott. I look forward to reading more about the coming days at the Olympics and the News Limited Press with your fine name at the top of the byline. Go get them.
Thank you, people. Good luck.